Three of the biggest road projects ever proposed in Florida are on a fast track, spurred on by state lawmakers. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes a look at the potential impact of one of the roads, which would cut through some of the state's most natural areas.
It's called the Southwest Central Connector. That much is known. How much will it cost? Nobody knows. What's its projected revenue? Nobody knows. Where exactly will it go? Somewhere between Polk and Collier counties. Possibly in places like the Lake Wales Ridge, a windswept perch of wide-open vistas and very few homes. Reed Bowman is a biologist at Archbold Biological Station in Highlands County, a preserve where plants and animals are found nowhere else in the world.
And I think people here are interested in the ideas of maybe having the road, but making sure that it tries to keep the animal corridors intact.
So why is the road being built? It's the idea of State Senate President Bill Galvano of Bradenton. He came up with it after talking with business leaders about ways to spur growth in the state's hinterlands. He spoke during the task force's initial meeting in August, saying it would ease congestion and help with hurricane evacuations.
We also have the opportunity in our planning to revitalize our rural communities, the rural communities that have been the backbone of this state for generations.
What makes this road different is it turns traditional planning on its head. Instead of having road planners determine a need, then plan a route, this time state lawmakers said, we need a road, now go build it. A task force has until October to issue recommendations to the governor and legislature. Construction would start in 2022, and the roads would be substantially completed by 2030. And the 47-member task force isn't left with much to consider. Member Shannon Estenaz of the nonprofit Everglades Foundation said even after two meetings, she's still in a bit of a fog.
I don't have enough information I don't even know really what recommendations we're making. I think it sounds like we're supposed to be developing guiding principles. I'm not sure I even have enough information to do that.
Estenaz is one of several task force members who have questioned the need for the road in the first place, but it's not their call to make. L.K. Nandam, the Department of Transportation's regional secretary, told the members they aren't supposed to determine the need or purpose of the road, but focus on coming up with a consensus recommendation they all can live with.
Our purpose, per the statute, is provide recommendations to the department, to the governor and the legislature by the report that we're going to deliver next year.
So what does that mean exactly?
It's a really good question. I mean, if I want to get right down to it, I think they're tasked with rubber stamping the bill, the statute, the idea.
Chris Costello is with the Florida Sierra Club, which has spearheaded the campaign against what it calls roads to ruin. Environmentalists argue the projects would cause harm to undeveloped areas and lead to sprawl. Others are taking a more pragmatic note, saying the political momentum to build the road may be unstoppable. Member Paul Gray of Highlands County is with Audubon, Florida.
We know Florida's going to keep developing, but to the extent we can, this road, whatever we come up with, can help to guide that development toward developed areas rather than into new areas.
For people like the Sierra Club's Costello, keeping that development away could be like stemming the tide.
This is a sham, a rubber stamp. However, I don't think it's a fait accompli because I think the Florida public will refuse to accept such damaging toll roads that are unneeded. They will refuse to pay for those roads. And so it may take us a year or so, but we will defeat these roads.
But with state lawmakers firmly at the wheel here, the difficulty of changing course may make this a fait accompli. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
We have some photos from the task force meeting at Polk State College. That's at WUSFnews.org.